Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We add them out. Kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Peter.
And we're still on our little hiatus as we gear up for the amazing podcast relaunch happening this fall.
We're so excited. We're going crazy how excited we are.
Yep. And it's time, parents, for you to send in your child's story for our brand new podcast. And for the first round of submissions, we're looking for stories about dreams.
We're asking for a theme?
That's right. We're talking about big dreams that you hope one day will come true. So kids, write us a story about a brand new character from your imagination that has a big dream. And then tell us what they do to try to get that dream. And in the end, tell us if they get it or not and how they feel about it. So submit your stories today at storypirates.com and maybe we will adapt it for our brand new podcast launching this fall. We really can't wait to see what you guys have out there. Thanks for your patience. We're excited to be doing brand new stories this fall. In the meantime, we're still releasing some of our favorite unreleased stories from the Story Pirates Radio Archives.
That's right, Lee. And today we have two more classic radio stories.
Peter, these stories are so good and funny. I love them. Even though we're on hiatus, I just want to put this out there.
Yeah.
These are awesome stories. The kids did an amazing job with them.
Yeah. These two stories today are very exciting because one is from the very beginning of our old radio show, and the other one is from the very end of our radio show. So it covers several years, which proves kids are geniuses throughout all of time.
Wow.
Right?
Well, here's the first one. It comes to us from a kindergartner from Florida named Casey. And Casey's story is called The Dog Who Fell in Love with a Cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. How are you? Have you ever wondered why dogs always marry other dogs? Cats always marry other cats. Never the two shall meet. Well, here is a story about a cat and a dog in the throes of marriage. And moreover, the story about said cat and dog comes to you in that classic American form known as song music.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum. One day there was a dog that was not married.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee. Woof! I'm a dog.
Then he saw a cat.
Meow.
He thought she would marry him.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee.
Meow! I'm a cat.
When he saw the cat.
Woof.
The cat saw him.
Meow.
And they lived happily after.
What joy to learn a lesson once, but like a rerun of Schoolhouse Rock. What ecstasy to learn a lesson twice. Let's hear that again.
One day there was a dog.
Woof.
That was not married.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-woof, I'm a dog.
And then he saw a cat.
Meow.
He thought she would marry him.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-woof,
I'm a cat.
Oh, and he saw the cat.
Woof.
The cat saw him.
Meow.
And they lived happily after.
Once, I drove down to Ronkonkoma, Long Island, to deliver a suitcase of salted meats I had borrowed from a friend during a brief stint owning a deli. And that afternoon, I caught the matinee of Oscar-worthy Helen Hunt film Twister, which I promptly saw three times that day. Why not summon a three-peat here as well with the dog who married a cat? Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite phrase, one more time.
One day there was a dog
Arf!
That was not married.
I said, I'm a dog.
And then he saw a cat who thought she would marry him.
Stop this song.
Oh, and he saw the cat.
Arf!
The cat saw him. And they lived happily after.
Hey, can we just live happily after?
Okay.
The end.
That was a beautiful story.
It was touching.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It reminds me of the story of how you and your beard fell in love.
Oh my gosh. We were, it was funny because we bumped heads initially. We
it was
were
a
not
meet
friends.
Cute.
It was very much a romantic comedy. I said, what are you doing all up in my face? And it didn't say anything because it was a beard.
Right.
And then eventually I was like, what would I do without you? It took shaving it off once and me getting really lonely to learn how much we needed each other.
You guys have a great relationship.
I'm writing the screenplay. Do you want to read it?
No.
Okay, this next story comes to us from a then fourth grader from California named Savannah. And Savannah's story is called King Toot and Common.
I'm so very excited to meet the new king.
As am I. A new king. What a treat. Oh, look. Here he comes now.
Hear ye, I now present to ye King Tutankhamen!
Thank you, my loyal subjects. It is my pleasure to greet you. I will now walk towards you to shake your hands. Here I go, taking my first step towards you. Oops, pardon me. I shall now take another step. Oops, beg your pardon, just a few more steps.
Ew!
Oh, my pardon.
We love you!
What's going on?
The king is tooting with every step he takes.
How embarrassing for him.
Indeed. And furthermore, he stinks. Hey, king, you stink.
Excuse me?
You heard him. You stink.
Yeah, toot and common, more like toot and common.
Yes, that's my name. Oh, I see. Oh, indeed, my name is Tutankhamen, and well, tooting is very common for me.
Tutti Frutti, Toot and Common.
Okay, that's enough.
Toot and Common can't stop tooting.
All right, settle down now. I'm still your king.
Tutti Frutti, Toot and Common, Tutti Frutti, Toot. Tutti Frutti, Toot and Common can't stop tooting.
Stop this at once.
Toot and common.
Where are you going? Wait, come back. Wait for me. I can change. I'm following you. Oh, my. Oh, dear. Okay, King, get it together. I'm just going to take a bunch of steps, and this time I won't toot. All right, I believe it's over. Oh, no. I can't stop tooting! I'm the laughingstock. No one will take me seriously. Hey, you, heralder!
Yes, my king?
Will you remain loyal to me despite my gaseous state?
Of course, my king!
Excellent. I shall now walk towards you and shake your hand.
Oh, I didn't realize that was part of the bargain. I have some papyrus in the Nile I need to go pick up before it gets too drenched because papyrus is supposed to be dry. Okay, goodbye!
Fine! My own heralder hath been heralded away by the heralding of my own tombs.
My king, why are you yelling so?
My dear wife, my queen, the whole kingdom has fled from my stinky toots.
Oh, well, shame on them.
'Tis true, I am the laughingstock of all the land. But you, my love, my rock, will you not stand by my side, won't you?
Of course, my darling king. I will always stand by your side. 'Twas written in our wedding vows.
Wonderful. And I will come and stand by your side now.
Oh, no, please don't. It's not necessary.
Here I come.
Oh, seriously, you need not approach.
All right, I'm approaching.
Okay, that's quite far enough. Thank
one you. Step closer.
No, please.
What was that?
Oh, I said come no further.
Almost there. Just one more big step.
Oh. Oh, no. My king, that is a very big step indeed. I never noticed. Oh, my. Okay, well, oh, what long legs you have. Oh. A tutti frutti tutti common.
What did you say?
A tutti frutti toot, a tutti frutti.
No, not you too.
A tutti frutti tutti common can't stop tooting. I'm sorry, my king. I know not what I do. I must go. Goodbye!
No! My own wife! My queen! God, please enter.
Yes, my liege.
God, it appears that I cannot take a single solitary step without tooting.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Wait, really?
No, not really. I have definitely noticed.
Well, then you know as well as I that there is only one thing I can do.
Indeed, my king.
I shall announce my decision to the people tomorrow. My subjects! I have offended thine ears and nostrils for too long. I have therefore decided to step down, so that I may be locked up in a dungeon for the rest of my life, so that the world will smell better.
Yay! Tootie fruity tooting common, tootie fruity toot. Tootie fruity tooting common can't stop tooting.
God, take me away.
Well, this is really not what I had in mind. Are you sure you want to be locked up in a dungeon, isolated and alone forever?
Does this answer your question?
You know what it does, and I think this is definitely the only way.
The end!
Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope that you will tune in later this fall when we launch the amazing new Story Pirates podcast. We're excited to tell you more about that. More on that very soon.
And of course, as always, if you would like to see the Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays at our theater in Midtown Manhattan. Go to storypirates.com and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets.
And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And maybe if you're feeling like it, you could give us a review
or leave a rating.
We love those things. They help more people find the podcast. Or tell a friend who doesn't listen to podcasts.
Just tell a friend about what podcasts are.
Grab their phone. Show them how to listen.
Do it while they're not looking.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.